Okay, welcome to the introduction to the commentary track of the Kai 2010 video yearbook. We're going to try and get our DVD synced with your DVDs at home, gentle viewers, listeners, whatever you are, Romanics around the world. So hopefully you've already popped your DVD, your Kai 2010 DVD into your DVD player or Blu-ray player if you're really cutting edge. You should be seeing the main menu of the DVD, the beautiful Yehuda picture of the lake. And we're going to tell you to press play on your DVD in just a second. We're going to give you, Ben, how many seconds should we give them a countdown?
Shalosh.
A shalosh so on down a, to on a FS.
Do I hit it on a chad?
Right, so we'll do shalosh, shtaim, echad, and then play. And then we'll press play and you'll press play and our we'll be all synced up here. Okay, what could possibly go wrong?
So hit ready? Play on play.
Hit yeah. play on play. Ready, listeners? Okay, here we go. Ben, count.
Shalosh, shtaim, echad, play.
Play! And there's a beautiful black screen, and welcome to the 2010 DVD yearbook commentary. Let's go around the room and introduce all of our participants. Who's here?
Hey, Davey Rosen, assistant director.
Noam Katz, finance associate.
Ben Green, director of education and year-round initiatives.
Leora Kimmel Green, registrar, assistant program director, and...
And winner of the longest title, and I'm Josh Adelglass, and I am the director of programming here at Camp Vermont. Welcome to our annual DVD commentary. All right, so we're going to be talking about the DVD, we're going to talk about the summer, we're going to talk about whatever we feel like talking about for the next hour. This should be fun. So, who here has seen the most Camp Vermont DVDs, would you say?
The most?
Yeah, like how many have you watched? Like, have you like gone back and watched?
How many times have I watched 2008?
Oh, well, that's a good question.
A lot.
Why have you seen
it? I like
to
show 2008 when I'm recruiting.
From your promotional trips around.
Yes.
So this is the opening. Obviously, we did that split screen thing, which we'd been sort of actually talking about doing for a couple of years, and it was fun to try and attempt this year. Ben, what would you say is the key to? Getting on the video yearbook. We always like to try
you gotta
and get
do something
to the
bottom that stands out. You gotta look at the camera sometimes. A wave. You have a wave and a nice smile, and you can say something catchy in Hebrew.
What about the key to getting included here in this opening segment?
A good tactic is often to run after Josh.
That's true.
Is this gonna go in the video yearbook?
Yeah, but that's not gonna get you into the opening. That might get you into the outtake section. What will get you into the opening of the video yearbook?
You have to be on
Hanala. If you're on Hanala, it helps.
That's true.
If you're waving and smiling, it helps.
Shout out the fitness clue.
If you're painted all blue and wandering through the woods, that works. What did you say about fitness?
Wasn't that you? That was you and I in the fitness clue. Wait. No, that was...
That was the fitness clue. Sometimes it's just luck.
It's a camera. I don't think all the fitness clue participants had to wear blue paints before they could do that.
If you're the director.
That was Ed actually making on his first attempt quite a nice almost bullseye there.
Almost in the red.
That was from our staff week. That was from our staff appreciation video. This is from Shubhawaka from staff week. Were they dressed up as Statues of Liberty? Was that
Avatar.
Avatar. Oh, right. Yeah. They were sort of Avatar-esque. Right. Although Rami looked Statue of Liberty sort of esque.
Who's climbed the Alpine Tower?
I have, but years, but like the first year, I haven't done it since the lake.
I'm scared of the swing.
Oh, I've only done the
I haven't
swing.
Done the swing, admitted. No, I just did a climb.
It's out there, I've admitted it, now everyone knows.
That first year, I feel like we didn't use the swing so much, or I just did the climb.
Swing takes a lot of work.
Right.
I haven't certainly never climbed the Alpine Tower either.
So, we should discuss the different way that we structured the video yearbook this year. You know, there was many a day back in the day when... We did a Da segment, and it was sort of ordered by Da. In the last few years, we should have done it chronologically, which I liked, but it was a little bit of a pain trying to figure out exactly in what week of the summer all the footage we had. So then this year, we sort of did it by topic, by event. So I don't know, was that good, bad? What do you guys think?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Booker Shafe is a good way to start.
Yeah, I love Booker Shafe. We've been doing it for 3 years? Four? Speak up, Leora. Yeah, the commentary needs to... Leora, the assistant director of programming and registrar, and what else in your title? Other things with rentals. Things we've been doing it for four. I don't know why those guys were smudging their plaque, but...
Modern art.
Now, this is obviously the NADA plaque, but I really liked it. And since we actually filmed that shot on Booker Street, I thought we could sneak it into there.
Some sauteing some onions.
Yeah, this was Elliot's... What were they made? Like burritos or what? Yeah. Wraps?
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla, yeah, they were quesadillas, right?
Oh, Friendship is a very popular hoog.
Not hoog, Booker Street.
A hoog on Booker Street.
That's right, it was
what
a Booker Street.
What about Chilling with Ben Green?
Chilling with Ben Green, also very popular. Ben, only offered second session.
Ben, will you describe, because I'm not sure that everybody knows about the Chilling with Ben Green Booker Street option. Will you describe that for us?
It was a very special activity. Only offered, actually offered for the first time this summer during second session. Only two bunks actually got to do it. It involved kind of, you know, discussing the art of chill, chillemas. You know, some chill reflections and some chill food.
Was there a lava lamp?
There was not a lava lamp. There was outside, you know.
Will you be offering this during Boca Street, you know, 2011?
If I feel there's a demand, I'll create the need.
Is this bordering on Good Life?
No, because Good Life is all about activity, whereas the Chilling Hoogs is all about
It's all about chilling. Yeah, all about chilling.
Mm. Right. The Good Life is all about sort of harnessing manic energy.
Mm.
We'll talk about the Good Life a little later, because I believe I did sneak some Good Life footage in towards the end of the video. There is a Good Life, I believe, a special feature on the video. There's a little featurette, which we've already posted on the World Wide Web, about the first annual It's a Good Life Hoog Reunion, in which we drank the last blueberry soda ever. I'm so sad.
Now we have to start a petition.
I know, I actually, the true story, so just at like 2 in the morning a couple nights ago, I discovered a link to a website called Soda Finder, and I input Adirondack blueberry soda, and I'm waiting for them to, it's like some guy in the Midwest who like collects out of like no longer existing soda. Like when he hears that sodas are being discontinued, he goes around and like buys it up,
sure,
and then he sells it on his website.
That makes sense.
That's awesome.
And he like drives around.
How much is it worth?
Well, I'd be willing to devote the entire show of fame down, like 22 bottles of blueberry soda. Do I have that authority?
What a Booker Street.
Last year, we had about 12 shots of the swing. I think I sort of maximized the swing footage last year. So there's still a few shots.
Meadow Road, a great addition to camp this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the Meadow Road. Davey, tell us about the Meadow Road.
Every week, each Ada had their own campfire. It was a great opportunity for kids to come together, sing some new songs, sing some old camp tunes.
Why did we start that?
We had we wanted to have some more time for kids to sing and to learn the songs that, you know, that we love as Vermont.
What was the slogan of the campfires that Leora kept writing incorrectly on the website?
Putting the campfire back into camp.
Putting the campfire back in the camp, as opposed to putting the camp back in the campfire, which would result in the burning down of the camp.
And it was, I think it was a huge success, partially because of our amazing Shiraz staff.
Yeah.
A lot of Adot also used it as a time for a talent show. We could sit, share things they worked on during the week.
Yeah, there's some fun talent show footage later on in this video from several Adot.
Yeah,
yes, there's Lior. You know, if you're listening out there, I don't know if you've seen the video yearbook yet. Hopefully you've watched it. Hopefully all of you listening to this have watched it before listening to this commentary with us yammering over the video yearbook. But Lior, we'll talk about Lior's amazing robot dance when it comes up a little later. But I'm in awe. I'm in awe, Lior. Good job.
Next summer, Ben Dean's going to have a dance-off with you.
Ben, do you robot dance? Is that your special? Do you have other sort of dance varieties that you?
Well, it comes on a, you know, a need to know, need to be basis.
So register now for Kites 2011, and you'll dance off with Director of Education and Year Round Initiatives and dance offs. Ben Green. How did we do
this
during
this?
This
is JV versus. Oh, it's a mix of JV versus and.
We did good job.
It's sort of a combination of Zimria and Rakudia.
Yeah. Ooh. This is all in Berkshire.
Right, I'm sort of, but this is now in Palmer. See, I'm editing with lightning speed between Palmer.
I'm blowing my mind. It's all over the place.
We won both days, didn't we?
Yes.
Of course.
Not that we care. We do care a little bit.
There you go. That's at Berkshire's.
Sportsmanship.
No, that's our camp.
Loyalty, honor, right? This is Berkshire's here. We're switching. See that? Then we're back at Palmer.
That's our camp.
Palmer.
There we go.
Palmer. That's just what we're going to do for the whole rest of the segment. We're just going to go Palmer.
Look at all this.
That's Berkshire's. See, okay, we're on board with this right now. We do not have tennis courts like that. We have an amazing camp, but.
It's a new garage over at.
We have some nice tennis courts.
That's also Berkshire's.
But did we won both days, right? Did
we won both days.
What year did we sweep then? When was that? Was like 4 or 5 years ago?
2005.
2005.
Yeah. It's the year that Berkshire's doesn't speak of.
Yeah. It was the year that I was living in
California. Huge JV best. Oh no, that was a varsity basketball game. Huge game.
Yeah. So I remember Ed coached this summer, first time coach.
Yeah. Grab my gal, led the team to victory. It was a good game. It was a close game.
Oh yeah.
I have not been to Berkshire's in years.
I was there. It was lovely. They welcomed us with open arms.
Did you guys have a meal there?
We did. We had
lunch. Right?
We had lunch and dinner. We got to eat dinner in the
front of
the
hotel.
What did you have for dinner? I think it was spaghetti.
Now my cousins and that sort of wing of my family are big Berkshire people.
Oh,
they
yeah.
always rave about the food. How did you find the food?
Well, the salad bar. Oh, they had a whole olive option.
Yeah.
Delectable.
Olive option.
Well, they had all these sorts of different olives. What in New York? I think really like.
I do not like olives.
You know, you go to that grocery store in New York, Fairway or Zabar's, lots of olives.
Fairway. Okay.
So, Mama Berkshire's has to, serve their constituents.
Just olive, like just different kinds of olives.
Different kinds of olives. Uh-huh. I mean, there's other salad also.
Put it on your salad,
I was excited
that was
about
the
that.
That's a victory.
So they play volleyball and concrete.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I got our camp
to wear pads.
Play on Sam.
Yeah.
It's a good catch.
Look
at that catch. Look at that catch.
I have to admit, I was impressed with the amount of Berkshire's I've won.
Oh, good. So there's a few different segments here over the course of the video that highlight different of our chugim. Again, so this year we tried to organize things by topic. So you have lots of different eidot here from different points in the summer. We're sort of going through some of the different chugim, which was fun. I mean, it's always, we have so many great chugim.
For example,
Bishul.
Chugim.
Is a chug.
Who doesn't like to cook?
No, those cookies look good.
They do. Yeah. I will eat one.
I go for cookies.
They look sort of Humintash-esque, actually.
How do you do that? It looked like she was singing along. It was very impressive. So
well,
good.
I just walk around playing, Ramah songs, with a little Walkman in my...
And I feel like Shira was just saying hello to us.
And this is Paul Scheuer, who is here. So now this is from Kishroniyah Week. Paul Scheuer came a few days early and did a few... special programs around camp. This is with Tikva. Look at this thing, at this tart thing that they were making, this fruit tart.
Wow.
How did I not get to sample that? So that's really...
This is band. This band, if you don't know, this takes place underneath the Beit Midrash complex. Is where...
Possibly the most beautiful site of camp. The site of the filming of some of our Lost video from a few years ago.
Venice. Very popular hoop.
Yeah, new hoop this summer. The fitness.
Fitness.
We'll be continuing that next summer. Drama.
Drama.
So this is the drama gets two segments in the video. This is the very brief chug drama segment, and then there's a longer segment of all the plays.
There's wonderful plays.
Yeah, there was some good plays.
Dance. Rehud. Also, I'm very well this summer. Look at this.
Impressive coordination.
I don't know. Yesh Lanu Taish. I was surprised to see that in the dance. Repertoire that we're just training our kids for, their Benot Mitzvah.
Teva, also.
There's some great stuff with Teva. Well, we had two Teva Chugim for the first time this year. We had Chug Teva, and then the second session we also added the outdoor, like the Teva cooking, which was great.
Oh, this is awesome.
Animation.
And then this is animation. We've had Chug video for a number of years, and it's always a very popular Chug, but this year I think the animation, raised it to a new level, and so I just had... Conrad gave me, like 20 minutes, like everybody's projects in the summer was like 20 minutes of great footage, and I just had to include some of it here. I was boiling it down to like a minute of clips. I mean, if your clip wasn't on here, I'm sorry, there was so many great things.
I like that silver stubber.
Yeah. I did a lot of stop motion animation when I was in high school. I did a lot of, my friends and I, we did these Gumby videos. Which sort of would always start as like one of us interviewing Gumby, and so we'd sort of cut between us talking and like the claymation Gumby answering our questions. And then it would always devolve into sort of Gumby sort of being destroyed in sort of stop motion animation ways.
So they're going through the Shabbos gates there.
Yeah, that's sort of Shabbos gates. And then the angry spirit of the. And this one, I ended with this guy. This clip just really made me laugh. I just, good job, guys. It just really made. It's this sort of three part. Montage of anger. It's really
good. Oh, Yom Foam. Interesting fact about Yom Foam. The foam we use in Yom Foam was actually used to fight the oil spill in the Gulf this summer.
Cool.
Here's another interesting fact about Yom Foam. We, not through any fault of ours, but through a mistake with the shipping company, the first month they gave us a slightly different type of foam, which was toxic. No, I'm just it's very untoxic. But it was just a slightly different consistency. And first month campers might know, I've noticed that it evaporated much faster than the foam usually did. So we all sort of ran into the foam, first month as I remember this, and sort of like 5 minutes later, the foam was all sort of gone. It was a weird...
Second session made up for it, though.
We did make up for second session, although there was an... Second session also had an interesting foam phenomenon, and I used a really sort of jaw-dropping clip of this in the outtakes, where the wind sort of picked up and carried away huge chunks of the foam.
You have to watch the whole video to see the footage.
Yeah, I mean, there's a shot of it, and there's a few photographs, still photographs of it. You see, like, these, like, big, like, matzo balls of foam, like foam asteroid, just sort of floating away. It was weird. But it was fun. I love that foam.
For a moment, it's the cleanest day of the summer.
Yeah. Leora, who just stepped out, she does a lot of work and does some organizing. The foam and ordering the foam and making the arrangements with the fire department, and this is it's a great day.
Smart.
Yeah, goggles are fun. Full body wetsuit.
I think there's some footage of Ben Mills loving
There's
this
a lot
day.
Of Ben Mills footage. Ben loves Yom Foam, and I believe he declares it the greatest day of his life at the very end of the segment. And his foam cheers, but you know, we open with the, you know, Hayom Yom Yom Foam, which I believe he has the rights to that. You know, he gets a cent
he
every time.
That.
I just have to mail him a penny now. And each one of you listening, because you heard it, you also have to mail him a penny. So please do that now. His address is Ben Mills, care of
Hold
Josh.
Hold on, let me get it. Ten.
There it is. Oh, visiting day.
No, this is the first day of first session, actually.
Look at that.
You know, there was a lot of great footage from throughout the summer that sort of didn't fit into any sort of specific, like, special event category. You know, we had a lot of great stuff on both the opening day, which we're seeing here, and just a lot of Pulot Erev and Yemei Miuchad, and so I sort of made for each session a little segment of those sorts of clips, and I started with the, there was some fun stuff here from the opening of camp.
Look at all these happy campers excited to be showing up.
Happy campers, happy counselors, clean, empty bunks.
Oh, friends reuniting. Hugs. Always room for hugs.
We do too. And let's talk about the carnival. Katie, Ben, what was up with the carnival? That was another innovation.
Well, we made a commitment to give every camper cotton candy.
Yep.
That's what we
every camper every cotton candy.
Fun begins the moment you step foot in camp.
So if you didn't get cotton candy, please call David Rosen.
I will send you some.
No, but we did. I mean,
we
had the idea of having this carnival
had
as a fly to kick up camp.
Exactly.
Kick off camp.
We had live music. We had dancing. Cool. We had bouncy bounces.
Cotton candy. The I worked the ice machine, the Italian ice machine, for a while.
People were making pitote. It was really cool.
We're into Etgar now.
This is the Mag Shimin Etgar, the raft building. They do a raft building and a GPS program with Adventures In, Adventure Out, which is a popular program.
A few of these, they work. It's pretty
Some
cool.
of them really did
yeah.
work. Like this, you gotta love that Jewish really cool. star. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
And a few of them.
That's camper mom right there.
Erica
Silverman, are you gonna join the commentary? Uh-huh. Erica Silverman is joining us here for a second.
What is going on in here?
And Rabbi
watching
Ed Gil.
Movies. We're watching movies.
Is this
oh no,
live.
It's
the commentary.
Rabbi Ed Gil, welcome to the DVD commentary. I hope so. Do you want to have any message to the Romanics listening to this?
Are we all lost on some island we're trying to escape from or get back to?
That's a hoop for next year.
Trying to get back to camp.
By the way, if for anyone is interested, Ben and I are going to spend the whole second half of this commentary arguing about the last season of Lost, which I hated, and Ben defends.
I thought that was pretty solid.
Like
I
a
was
poor, poor, sad...
Looks like
no. Ben just can't face the
facts. I think they're celebrating
facts.
The Phillies getting four aces.
Unbelievable.
I don't exactly know what if this was an event.
That was never named prom.
No, that was Machon.
That was Machon?
That was a Machon.
It was like a super silly dance party.
Yeah,
something.
I think it was just, I don't know if it was they were celebrating anything specific. I think it was just a silly.
Celebrating being a camp.
From the mind of Ben.
No, there is footage of the never named prom, but Ben Green, that would be in the second session.
Oh,
oh look at that.
That was in my seersucker, my seersucker jacket.
And a cape.
Yes, and a Batman cape. Which is how I usually come to work here in the office.
Seersucker jacket and shorts.
I like that pink puffy
like
hat. Yeah, I need one of those. Now this is from even before. That was a quick clip from even before staff week of the Hanalot trip to the Good Enough. The Good Enough Dike located where? Where is that, Ben?
I wasn't there.
Oh, it's you weren't there. Ben wasn't there. Davey, where was it?
The Quabbin.
The Quabbin. It was at the Quabbin.
Reservoir.
We went to the. We took
beautiful.
Before even the councils arrived. The Roches come up early, and we took a little.
Went for a hike.
We went for breakfast. A hike and almost got arrested by the park ranger because we cooked ourselves breakfast. But apparently, you're not allowed.
No open flames.
Open flames are not permitted. Note to Ramonics,
oh,
open flames are not permitted at the Quabbin.
That was fun day.
There is a little bit more footage from that Hanala excursion to the Quabbin that is well, it just might be hidden perhaps
really?
Somewhere on the
beach. Really?
An Easter egg?
I'm gonna have to go searching. Can we all find it?
It's fairly easy to find,
okay.
Actually. I must, you know, we had more special features this year, you know, in terms of all the extra featurettes and stuff. So each DVD, you know, there's a limited amount of disc space.
Is this nitrogen?
Yeah, I did adjust the quad a little bit so you could see a little bit better.
Oh, a pinata.
Anyway, some years I hide a lot of sort of hidden features. This year I had very little memory left on the disc after all the yearbook and all the other stuff. So there's only a few. I think there's three very short little hidden featurettes. Which I think, you know.
These kids loving Finu.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Finu?
Oh. That's in the first month.
Yeah,
staff,
I think you're right.
Is that back there?
Yeah.
Good singing.
Oh, well, we got some Coco Beamers there.
Yeah. No, that.
Just a second ago, I saw Shiro.
This is
with
still
some
first month. Did I put a second month clip in the first month?
It's possible. I saw
no,
Shiro.
No, it couldn't be.
I saw Shiro. Awesome, Rosh Coco Beam.
Well, she did get there before the.
Yeah. She came. This is the end. This is the end.
She was there for the end of first.
So, Davey,
I see.
There aren't
listeners. You can relax. Your faith in me and the video yearbook integrity is maintained. That was first month.
What is going on in the car?
This is from a video that the Never Named staff made for their campers, that they were going to show on the first day of camp, but I believe due to technical difficulties, it was not actually shown until the last day of camp.
And there were a lot of technical difficulties the last day of camp as well.
So we
probably started about 5 in the morning.
But since that Nimini footage was filmed in the first month, I did put it here in the first month. There was some funny stuff.
Zany stuff with UNO.
This is the Night of a Thousand Stars, UNO program. Always a popular program. And this is part of the Nevonim CIT. I believe this was all sort of building up to the Nevonim CIT, the Nevonim clipboard ceremony.
Oh, the clipboard ceremony.
When all the Nevonimers in their various leadership tracks, I believe at the end of the night, and I could be wrong about that. I'm not sure.
Right into Josh. Let him know.
Nevonimers, right into me.
Yeah.
Care of Davey Rosen.
Attention, Jenster.
And this, I believe, was an Ezra Balzer lookalike competition. Again, I'm not 100% clear on exactly what that program was. But anytime kids are in costume, that's a good way also to get on the video. But kids are staff in costume,
yeah.
I tend to, you tend to get on the video.
That was a great Ezra Balzer costume.
Yeah, that was actually Davey Rosen.
That was me in a fake beard. I love fake
I
beards.
Ooh, holla.
I'm not sure if that youngster was giving us the thumbs up or was just demonstrating that he made a sort of a thumb-sized collar. Or he was measuring out the...
Oh, yeah, we got it to math.
Right, so now we're in the second... I believe this is the second of three sort of hoog clip montages. Now, Noam, have you ever done this? Have you done
I have
this
never
one?
Done this. I didn't get a chance to do it this past summer. I really wanted to.
Yeah, my tower is one of the great things of camp. So Safety first.
Nice. Look at these guys. Experts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of our staff members really are able to get trained as belayers, which is great. I mean, I think, you know, I think it's fun for the kids. I mean, kids, yeah, it's a skill that, you know, kids can really take outside of camp. So this is footage just from throughout the summer that we sort of edited together.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. It's
like a playground. Yeah, it's really awesome. The iceberg.
I've never been on the iceberg, actually.
Me neither, actually. That's I have not done favorite. That either. Yeah, no, I have not been on the iceberg either.
That might have been a clip from Fun with Water Sports. And B-side food.
Kickboards. Some good dives. People learn how to dive.
Yeah. I'm a terrible diver. I'm not a good swimmer really, period, actually. I do like the agam, but I don't really like to swim.
It's boring.
Back and forth.
Did you take your tag test this past summer?
No.
I didn't go in the Agam? Of course.
When did you go in the Agam?
I'm not going to lie anymore.
No, you didn't.
I did not go in the Agam.
Ben, were you in the Agam?
I didn't go in the Agam.
No, were you in the Agam? So none of us in this room were in the Agam.
This past summer, no.
But, you know.
My first summer, though, as a JC, I used to swim the lake every week.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we watching here, Josh? What is this? What's going on?
This was also one of the new initiatives this summer. We totally revamped the Nivonim Leadership Program in a really exciting way. Basically, the Adopted Nivonim was divided into 9 different leadership tracks that the kids were able to be in for the entire summer. Where kids were really able to get very advanced training in different areas where they had interest, whether it was lifeguard certification, whether it was training in programming, Rikud, Shira, working with Tikva, working with Tzad Aleph kids, all sorts of different Teva, which I may have said already.
In a way, it was like a leadership Kishronia.
Yeah. Well, right, and then we started off with that leadership Kishronia, where we brought in all these different experts, many of whom were former Rashi Edah to work with our Nivonimers. So that was what their clips are. Now here's clips of the actual Kishronia. Yeah. This may be the longest segment on the Video Europe because I had hours of footage, all which was great. I mean, there was so much great footage from Kishronia. I mean, it's a week of exciting programs, so.
Some good catches.
Yeah.
Would you say people like Ultimate Frisbee at Camp Ramon Miller?
I think I would. We take it pretty seriously here. Yeah, this is the moment for Video Yearbook glory, really, you know. When kids can really sort of dive for the Frisbee, you know, when the camera's there.
Machon and Nivonim playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, yeah, we've been switching back and forth from the Mod Vogue to Machon Nivonim here. So let me ask you guys this. So now, if you guys were Tzad Bay campus this summer, what Kishonia would you have done?
Cooking.
I probably would have done Frisbee.
I wanted to do flag football.
Maybe flag football.
Or the Batman, the comics guy.
Yeah, the comics guy was great.
The editor of Batman comics.
Yeah, I might have done that. I might have done the comics one, or I might have done flag football. My friends and I in high school, we always played football.
This is very cool, too.
This was great. I mean, this silkscreen stuff was amazing. I mean, the shirts of these kids, yeah, there's some shots of them here you can see. I mean, this is like professional-looking screen. Look at the color fade on that.
That's very cool.
That's impressive.
Really cute.
Yeah, look at that. That's awesome. Huh? That's, you know. Again, the color fade is really good. You know, they did some really great, that's a great logo.
Commemorating their trip.
I sort of had this idea, which I'm now revealing for the first time, that, you know, if we were to bring Silkscreen back, you know, we rotate things around, so certainly we'll bring Sarah back, but, you know, it might be in 2 summers, I'm not sure. But we bring her back, you know, to maybe have a contest for kids to actually design. Look at that cupcake.
I had one of those cupcakes.
For kids to actually design the camp t-shirt.
Cool. For the next summer?
Yeah, like for the next summer. No, because it would be too late, because we already printed them before the summer. But like, you know, like some of those t-shirt designs, like if they had said Machaner Amar instead of like Machon and Emonim, like could actually really be, they could have been amazing, it would have been amazing camp t-shirt. I don't know, I thought that might be fun. That looks good, that blueberry. I believe if you listen to the soundtrack, you could hear me saying, mmm, or some other.
That arm.
Oh, yeah,
that's
nice.
Can't stop that.
Here's some other opportunities for Video Yearbook Glory here. Yeah. Watch the flag football section.
Ooh.
Yeah, I might have done this one. I mean, you know, all of the Kishrin Alligators are great. Sean was new last year, and, you know, we really thought it was just going to be a one-off, you know, something we'd offer 1 year. And then we'd offer, but it was so popular.
Yeah.
We really had to bring it back. Yeah, Sean wrote us a great poem, actually, after his first year.
Kids love learning from him.
Touchdown! I mean, some good
should things. We add flag football to the Berkshires?
Flag football, Berkshire sport.
Woo. Oh, wow.
Oh, this is really cool, too.
And the modern dance.
This was
intense.
Man,
they did some amazing stuff.
They worked
stuff.
Extremely hard.
Yeah. Yes, this was the chug that we had to, Lior and I had to replace the water the most of them because they were working so hard. You know, we kept bringing in water for them to drink during breaks and they would just down it.
He's but, dancing in sneakers. They're dancing barefoot. How do they decide? I have to ask him.
I don't know.
Well, some people have socks on.
I think it's, I don't know if there's a requirement or if it's a
the intricacies
prefer.
Of dancing, I don't know.
I mean, he could probably dance in, you know,
cowboy boots. Right.
I would imagine, yeah. Yeah, Gabe, I mean, Gabe runs, you know, multiple dance studios in Canada. I mean, it's really, I mean, he's a... That's the fun of Kishon. That is a nice Nomi Glunfeld doing that. Put there. And then this is now, we're watching the final presentation the kids perform.
No, David John.
And how about David John with the improv and acting? Again, you know, the, you know he's a
Cyrus
real acting
is,
coach.
Coach.
I don't think for Miley Cyrus, but for some of the other actors on that Hannah Montana show.
Pretty cool.
I think she has her own, and then he works with some of the other mm-hmm. actors on the show. But again, I mean, that's high-profile stuff. Barbara Raps, again, put together some amazing... clips. Those of you who are not in the Bible Raps, the videos are all online. We post a lot of them on our blog. You also can go to the Bible Raps website and just search, I think just search New England or Palmer. Yeah. And they did some great stuff. We did have to ask, they did some amazing things last year too, but we did have to, together, we and Berkshire sort of agreed that we're going to try and not have any razzing of the other camp in the Raps. Which it was all in good fun last year, but you know, we're sort of trying to foster amity.
We love our brothers and sisters at Berkshire.
Right. Josh, based on
one
this
movement.
Cut, it looks like if you were in tennis, who you would be in the video? For sure. Yeah.
I with all these things that we do, you know, obviously, you know, we want to include as many campers as possible in the video yearbook, and you know, my hope is that every camper is in the video at least once. And, you know, some cameras just get lucky and are in it a lot. So, like, with a hoop like tennis, yeah, there definitely were some times, you know, Rose would do some drills where the kids would just line up, and so I would try to sort of get a shot of everybody. Of course, if you missed, or, you know, while swinging you sort of fell on your face, you know, then you'd be in the outtake, so you'd still be in the video.
We've had Rose a few times, right?
We've had Rose every year.
Look at that boat go.
Yeah.
There was a big debate this summer about what it meant to buy compressed air.
So all the Kishoniyah, that's a good story. All the Kishoniyah,
you know, people request certain things, and we got a request for compressed
supplies.
And we spent about an hour and a half in Walmart running around trying to figure out what compressed air was and what form it needed to take in order for the store.
Right, really, you know, and we found some, like...
Ended up with some very heavy-duty compressed air.
Yeah, some really heavy-duty, like, sort of almost construction equipment. Whoa. But at the end of the day, basically
the
what
we found
got was just
supplies.
The type of thing you use to, like, clean your keyboard, you know? It was, like, $5.
That's pretty cool, too.
Now, these cars were pretty cool.
This guy was an editor.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan worked for DC Comics for about a decade, and was a lead editor for quite a while. Yeah, I mean, again, you know, high-profile stuff, and then you have the basketball guys there. Nice shot. Again, if you missed, while I was there, and you did not get into the video. Or if you ever see somebody shooting and then it cuts away, then you know that they missed. I mean, you know.
You're revealing too much, Josh.
I don't think that's a great secret.
Hoop, hoop, dunk, dunk. Nice.
Eventually, off camera, you can dunk.
Can you teach someone to dunk?
I sure. Mean, yeah, you got to work on your leg strength. Right?
Or you can just do. We can recruit. We can recruit and tell our campers.
You have to have a certain, there's got to be a certain height that you sort of have to have. No, or I mean.
Yeah, you got to probably be a minimal something.
Can you, if you're five foot one, can you dunk?
Well, Nate Robinson's 5'5".
I think
he dunks.
Is he a camper?
Nate Robinson, no, he's in the NBA.
Just kidding.
5'5", he's done.
And then Ali Margolis, former Roshira Emeritus, as we like to call him.
Working in the best mode down in all of camp.
By best, you might mean the hottest. Yeah, the temperature in Moto Mo. I don't know what it. If it's the location or if it's the.
Well, it's the only Moto that only has one door.
I guess. It gets. As Mahonas well know, it gets very hot. Although, again, most Mahonas, you know, you're in there in the morning when it's cool and you're in there for whatever when it's cool. But, like, yeah. You know, here, if it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, boy.
The Mahon also has claimed because of that to the Gong Arena and to the prayer space
right.
Behind the Moto.
So, Mahon, they're doing fine. And they live in, you know, at least the girls live in those nicer bunks down in
yeah.
39, 40. But boy, you know, it's again, it's amazing what they're able to do in just a week of, I mean, less than a week of, you know what I mean, less than a week of work. You always see spectators sort of leaning in from outside. I know, we just had to, you know, I just, what better soundtrack for the Kishin a cappella than their actual singing?
Ami wearing a shirt that said where?
He
was wearing a
where
Massachusetts
really?
Shirt, yeah.
God bless. I took, when I was a camper, I spent some time in Omanu, but I like Nagaru was always the food that I took. We're gonna see some Nagaru trips in a minute. That was always my food. I made a lot of things in Nagaru as a camper.
Ooh, musical note.
There's some great stuff.
That's a lot of
silk painting was great. Multiple fish. I'm not sure what that's about, but cool. Pomegranates, berries, and elephants. Now is that you've got the clay work here.
Whoa,
oh, that's quite the mess.
Little spooky.
Yeah, that's nice.
I guess they're drying the. That's
yeah.
How they dry the
jewelry making. So much awesome stuff going on there.
And then this was
underwater
new,
basket.
This was new. Not
yeah,
it
dipped
underwater.
In the water.
Underwater.
Yeah, but the campers aren't underwater.
No, but you mend the stuff in that little bowl.
That's the food for years and years. That whenever people would ask what new fugi we're adding, I'd always tell them underwater basket. Weed.
And then we did.
And then we did. Sort of. Now look at that. That was amazing. These are amazing. Yeah. These are great. I like these paintings. That... And then here we are in Nagaru.
Yeah, if you ever have a few minutes to camp and you're bored, just like walk into Nagaru and see what they're making. It's always impressive.
Or just talk to Ron.
Look at those carts. I like those carts. I guess that was a project less than where Anisha
there
has
he
like
is.
Castles. There.
Castles.
Ron and Hazakon.
You can see one of the pirate ships, maybe?
Yarr.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
cow. And here we are in the play segment. So we tried to sort of give a little spotlight to each Adas.
This is the A side.
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, there were a few different A side
performances.
This is first
month
A side. intercutting a little bit between some of the different
Dr. Seuss.
Side outlets. Yeah.
The Dr. Seuss montage.
Cat in the Hat. Got another Tikva out here. I like how Tikva uses the projector. A lot of Ado have started really utilizing the projector in that thing. So
two summers ago with Monsters Inc.
Yeah, that was
very cool.
The door. The door is
very
scene.
Cool.
Yeah, that
very
was,
creative.
That's cool.
Masoret.
Masoret.
The combined Bogrin and Mainstream play.
Yeah. When I was, I went to Shepherd School, I was at Ezra Academy, Woodbridge, Connecticut, and when I was in 8th grade, we did Fiddler on the Roof. So I still know a lot of the songs.
What do we got here? This is still the
A-side. Free to be. Now this is
free to
be.
This is
A-side
second
one. Second
one.
Second
one.
Right. Yeah. Great. Just a great. Free to be with me is a great play. Very 60s.
I did that as a camper.
Yeah.
And I think it was Joseph.
I did Joseph when I was
me too.
To day camp.
So I did Joseph when I was in my phone. I was a brother.
I was Ruben.
Yaakov Ubanov.
People leave the singing.
I was just a little soundtrack enhancement. Ben, do you want to sing a little? Remember any Joseph numbers?
We actually sang in English there, so I don't want to.
You sang in English.
It was JCC.
Moving on. All right.
We didn't have the same skills level expertise that Miles established. I could hum some things to the same tune.
Some really awesome plays this summer.
Look at these dance numbers.
Yeah, the Machon Tango there. Yeah, Jay did a great job in the central role here.
They also did a good job utilizing the whole play space. Kind of the middle of the band.
Yeah. And then Glee.
Nivarnim, yeah.
Great play from Nivarnim. I mean, you know, it's great when our older are really able to sort of be involved in almost shaping their own play. The kids are really involved in choosing the songs and figuring out how it's all going to fit together. It was great.
Choreographed their own dance moves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dance. So the two dances. We're going to have close to them in just a second. I mean, it was great. You know what I mean? Like, and so different. You know, kids are able to. So, you know, so we got Les Mis combined with, Vogue combined with. pretty good stuff. The Vogue is great.
Scheidberg having some fun back there.
The girls' dance was great, and then we'll see the boys' dance. Now watch. Look at that. The girls.
Very cool.
This was an epic performance.
Epic dance. Good stuff. I mean, they worked on this for. That was great. I mean, this is a long segment in the video. You know, we devoted a lot of precious moments in the video to these plays, but, you know, everybody works so hard on them. It's nice to give people a little time in the video yearbook spotlight, I think. Now, do you guys watch? I watched it a bit last year.
Actually, some of our Majestine got me into it.
Yeah?
But I had to stop. It's just too... I couldn't stop watching, and I can't... My life can't revolve around Glee. I'm sorry.
Here's the big finale.
And he meets there.
Yeah.
It's a really great show. They really get you into it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
well, it's great. It was cool. You know, again, it's cool to sort of, do something sort of very current. Alright, so we actually just paused just for a second there because the actual DVDs just arrived. So very exciting. So, but we're back and we're watching the second session little clip montage here. So now this is a we're showing some shots on the first day of second session.
You'll notice that it was sunny in every clip here.
No rain
this summer. How about that?
There are a few shots where you can see things are a little more overcast, but what an amazing summer of weather we had, boy. So I don't know how we were able to find a lot of sunny day footage the last 2 years.
It's the same day.
This year was easy. There's a brief shot of that candy sushi from the first day.
Oh, it was good.
Really good stuff. And so now, you know, I mean, we've just got this sort of montage of, like, Diet Cooler Herb and, you know, you've got and other sorts of stuff in the second session. A lot of Mahon stuff in this nice smile from... But, yeah, a lot of Mahon clips in this little segment. Yeah, a lot of good Mahon stuff in the second one.
I think that was an Israeli birthday party thing.
I'm getting a little nostalgic for camp.
It's understandable.
So, Kim, well, this is Yom Tum Toy Story.
Yeah.
Excellent, you know.
Good Yom Yuchad, yeah. We got a lot of footage of these kids doing that sort of, you know.
Get busy the having fun.
Right after. And then they do this thing with the Mr. Potato Heads. Yeah. Very funny. There were some great Mr. and Mrs. Potato Heads that were created. Did they eat them?
No, they were just judged.
And they threw the potato heads on the fire. And everybody was sad. Oh. And this was the, David, what's this?
This is the pitching contest to see who threw out the first pitch.
Who would throw out the first pitch?
New Britain Rockettes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Our second session trip. Yeah, we got, they told us we could have somebody come and throw out the first pitch.
You ended up throwing out the first pitch.
It was on,
Right there.
Two campers. And a Nevonimer. Yeah, so we had this sort of spectrum of.
You'll notice, it came out of nowhere. Brought the heat.
He's a wild card.
He brought the heat. Yeah,
rookie of the
year.
Yeah. Yacht-making project?
Yeah, this is Jay, who's a chauffeur, who's come to camp a number of times, though it had been a couple years since he'd last been at camp, and did this program for the chauffeurs. Yeah, yacht-making project. It's some great stuff. Now, here's the Nevonine prom. That's a lot of...
More silliness.
A lot of costumes.
They had a plated dinner.
They did, yeah. Produced by Sean and Jackie and the rest of the kitchen staff. That's old school because, you know, at the actual end of camp banquet, you know, when I was a camper, it used to be a plated meal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was good. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, now we've really, and I think it's good. We, you know, with everything that we do with the carnival and the hors d'oeuvres and everything, we actually sort of de-emphasize the actual banquet.
Yeah.
Apart, and it's just sort of made it into this sort of like outdoor festival, which is fun. Some great dancing there from
Lipson
and Offit.
What did Dizzy Dean this summer?
Here's more, yeah. What do you call Dizzy it? Dizzy what?
Dizzy Dean.
Dizzy Dean? Is that what you do?
Okay. Yeah. Cost-effective activity, you just kind of do that.
Here! I did say before I snuck in, there's a whole featurette about this in the special region, but I did have to throw a couple of segments of the first ever all-camp It's a Good Life Food reunion with campers and staff who've been doing It's a Good Life Food. We all gathered, we drank the final bottle of blueberry soda. For many years, this Adirondack blueberry soda was the official drink of the It's a Good Life Food, but they stopped making it about 5 years ago, and I had been hoarding. I had this last case, which I've been hoarding and slowly doling out over the course of the summer.
Incidentally, another bottle was found this summer.
I know. Where was it found then?
It's found in the 32 annex.
In the 32 annex.
You might know it was the animation room.
Right. So maybe there's another bottle or two hidden around camp in a room that we haven't been in. Has anyone checked the Israel room?
Did anybody ask you who
to go? The shed behind Modo Makon?
It
could just be a treasure trove of blueberry soda.
This is a funny activity.
This is actually part of
Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah, this is part of their take-home project. It's one about Friday night rituals at Shalom Malacca.
And we saw a little bit of our Daver fellows before. Ben, you want what was that all about with the hats?
Daver fellows, those are two characters, Rami and Khani, who kind of helped bring Ivrit to camp.
And were they unique to Ramana England?
No, they're actually part of a national Ramana program, so Ramanics across the country and the world that got to experience Rami and Kanye this summer.
And all it took was some blue and white straight pads.
Amazing.
A lot of sponge tosses, too. So there's a bunch of different sponge tosses happening. There was one we just saw show theme, people throwing the sponge at Ramis, and I think there's a Machin or Bo Green, which maybe we've seen already, or maybe it's coming up. There's like quick shots of that.
Mahon
camp never looked more beautiful, by the way, than in this footage from this particular Solim.
Beautiful.
It's just the sun was just sort of setting over the Agam. I mean, I put a lot of clips in. I just think you can see how it's bright. It's sort of sharp. The footage is real sharp. The colors are bright. I thought can't never look better. Now here's a few clips from the videos that we made for the staff banquet in the second session. We made these tribute videos for Yehuda and Yadida and Plato. Plato was celebrating his 39 plus one summer. We can't say the actual number because he felt it was bad luck and asked us not to. So we did these videos, and yeah, and I had to use a few clips from that.
What is this?
This is a Macron did like an SNL Saturday Night Live sort of coup d'etat. Oh. Towards the end of the service, may even have been the last night, or maybe it was after the banquet. It was definitely one of the last couple days of camp. I don't remember if it was actually the last coup d'etat or not, but it was very funny. And here's some more sports that I was saying. That was happening in my bedroom. And also Bo Green was doing that. More Yomi Akad footage. Best Yomi Akad you've ever seen at camp, go. What do you think?
Best Yomi Akad.
That was like the best Yomi Akad ever.
The Six Flags camp?
Sure. I love Six Flags. Okay, now here we go.
Robot.
So you know, so I have to sit and I watch. You know, these. You know, like it's almost like 60 or 70 hours worth of footage after the summer. To figure out I'm gonna put the yearbook, and I'm just sort of watching. We get to this talent show, and I'm watching, and we get to this performance by a one singing camper, Lior, and he does the robot dance, and I just thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it was A, he's very funny, and B, he does it really, really well. Like, he's a great dancer. So anyway, I'm just watching. I just sort of really, I don't know. It just really made me laugh. And anything that makes me laugh will definitely go in the video. So here we go. So I had to put in some of it. I mean, he did this like 3.5 minute routine. I mean, I could have put the whole 3.5 minutes in. I thought that might have been a little excessive. But
he did an intricate hand motion.
Great. His whole body sort of things that, you know. I thought that was just great. So another opportunity for video yearbook glory.
Okay, if you can get a group of people to sit together and scream, "We love Camp Ramah."
Yeah, that helps. It's even better if they say "Machane Ramah," but I'll take Camp Ramah too. And here we are now at the end of the video here as we approach the end of the summer.
I can't believe it.
Our end of the summer, and again, you know, as I've done a lot through the video, I sort of intercut, you know, we didn't have a separate first month banquet and second month banquet segment here on the video. I'm sort of I'm cutting with lightning speed between the two. The key to the difference
the
is that it was very sunny the first month. It was quite overcast, you may recall, the second.
And first month there was putt-putt golf, and second month there was a video booth, photo booth.
There are subtle varieties. Sometimes you may see kids and staff members, you know, wearing two different costumes, you know, like as I cut through a different footage here. Some great costumes.
Rich Traeger's always pulling out of the costume.
Yes. The carnival. Scooby-Doo.
I think he was in a Cat in the Hat or something like that.
But the blow-up things are great.
Yay, we're excited.
Now this is another, it is, you know, a relatively new camp tradition. I mean, we've only really been doing this for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
This idea of this sort of whole outdoor carnival at the end of each session. But now it's entrenched as a camp. Yeah.
And the kids love the meat on the stick.
Kids and staff and me. Yeah, the herbs are great. The kids and staff do a great job with that.
Little hot dogs. Spinach things. Delicious.
They had fruit on a stick also, which I
thought was really
nice, fresh fruit. Really good. I might have even liked that more than the meat on the stick.
Wow.
It's hard to say. You're
bold good. Statement, but. A lot of fun games.
All right, so you see, this is some seconds. You see, it's a little more overcast in some of these shots.
That's good to do.
Meat on a stick. So that was a brief meat on a stick montage. Okay, favorite meal at camp, Noam. What's your favorite meal?
Staff banquet at the end of the year.
Oh, the staff banquet. Yeah, that was good. That doesn't really count.
I like pizza and fries. Everyone's happy when there's pizza and fries.
Pizza and Caesar salad.
I actually like the grilled cheese.
Interesting choice. I like
the breakfast, the eggs with the cheese.
Oh, see, I don't like the eggs with the cheese. No, see, I like the. I don't like cheese with my eggs, so I don't. I actually don't like those omelets. I like just like the cheese and like you know English muffins or you know that sort of. I mean the eggs with the English muffins. And here we are at Shabbat Nevamim.
The traditional.
I think I have some tissues.
Right.
I get too emotional, please.
So true story. I edit the video. You know, I spent a couple weeks on putting it all together, and I sort of edit, you know, from start to finish. And I'm constantly going back and tweaking stuff. But I try to sort of get each segment done and then move on to the next. So I do it sort of in order. And I get to the end of the video, and I take it home and I watch it. You know, my first cut. You know, I was pretty happy with it. I mean, I had a long list of things that, you know, once I sort of sat back and watched it, this is too long, or that's this, or this, that edit wasn't smooth, or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, it just feels like something is sort of missing. It sort of feels like it sort of rushes to the ending really fast. And then I realized that I had not included the Shabbat Nevamim footage.
Oh.
And so I went back and added that in. But
there could have been some backlash there.
Can you imagine if we had not had this on the video? Yeah, because it was on a separate tape, and you know, because Conrad had filmed it right at the end of the summer, so he had given it to me separate from all the. It wasn't stored, that tape, I had it in a separate drawer from where, you know, all the other footage that we had. So I just hadn't seen it. I hadn't put it in. It didn't occur to me as I was sort of in the sort of fierce craziness of editing it, you know, hours and hours and hours every day. I just sort of wasn't. It wasn't until I sat back and watched it. I was like, oh, that's quite amazing. But we do have some great footage, which now we're watching.
Ellie Greenberg rocking the guitar.
Yeah. Some crying. Decent amount of crying this year.
Camp's an amazing place. You have to get emotional when it's time to go. This is the first summer that we've sung.
this is another innovation. We'll see what people think. If, you know, if it takes, or, you know, next summer, Tuxora, you know.
And Josh picks a song to end the video to just, you know, if you hadn't started crying yet.
this is a great song, isn't it? One of the Adotes sung this song. Now I forget where. I think it was a Shabbat song. Somewhere.
Well, they started singing it on Friday night. Oh, no, Sudash Lishi.
Yes, but somebody had it as their. I don't think it was Zimna, I think it was a Shabbat song. And mm-hmm. Wanida performed this song.
Not an intense arrow shot.
And then I found this recording, which I believe is actually from the Chazak Chazak double CD, which actually was assembled by Jordan Gorfinkel, who was our Kishronia cartoonist, who also is a very talented a cappella singer.
Oh, cool.
Been involved in producing a number of CDs, including that very high profile. Chazak, Chazak, you know, we stand as one CD from a couple years ago in support of Israel. And this tune was on it, and I was like, oh, perfect for the montage. Nice art project. Nice art project, and it's Jewish. We've used that picture in a bunch of our ads this year.
Wow, you really captured Phil going to the water there.
Yeah, these are all Yehuda photos.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah, a bunch of these photos are, yeah. Yeah, so all these are from the two Yehuda slideshow, of course. You know, Yehuda takes such amazing shots. Aww.
I miss Gabe, when are we going to be back at Gabe?
I was like, I could have done a whole montage of just Yehuda's phone pictures. There were so many great pictures. I think I put 3 or 4 in, which is a lot, you know. I mean, there's only like, you know, 35 photos that we use. So, you know, 3 or 4 on this one event is a lot. But, David, it's you and I.
Oh, hey, goodbye.
Nice picture of us. We were actually waving hello.
That was the case.
We're waving goodbye. I repurposed. I recontextualized. The shot, and now here we come to, of course, my favorite part of the video, the outtakes.
Shy Ripple.
Again, anything that makes me laugh is going to go in the video somewhere. And if there's no room for it anywhere else, yeah, it's going to come here at the end. And lately, this has been a relatively new trend, which, frankly, I might be encouraging by the fact that I keep putting these clips at the end of the video. But people have started talking to me via the, you know, the various staff members who are filming. I filmed a lot of this footage, but none of this stuff that we're watching now did I. Like, people weren't actually talking to me in the camera. They were talking to whichever counselor was filming. And Seth was one of our filmers. But I, you know, anytime anybody asks me nicely to do the video, I'm happy to advise.
People love it when Ezra dances.
Right. Yeah. Now, and the Ezra dance is funny, but what's really funny about this clip is coming up in just a second. As he forgets the words of his Adonis song in the banquet. And this is what I was mentioning. Oh, those awesome. Like foam asteroids that are just sort of like...
He's engulfed.
Hey. That was pretty cool. That was weird. I've never seen anything like that before.
So it's like Yeoman's birthday?
Yeah. And now here's a bunch of outtakes from the Adai intro segments, which aren't actually a part of the video yearbook itself, but they are a special feature on the DVD, and we also posted these online a couple weeks ago. Those of you who are not following ramablog.org really should be checking it out, because we post stuff on there multiple times a week, even here in the off-season. Yep. And we like to sneak a lot of fun stuff. We've been sneaking different clips from the video on the blog. Again, I could have had 10 minutes of just Tova trying that. It was hard because we were going to... one of their ideas was that we would intercut between her singing the chant and her counselor singing. And wow. To make the edit smooth, I didn't want the counselors to be doing their half. So she had to sort of do it in her head, but it's a back and forth. And here's the machon, and they kept getting... It's a very funny song that they were performing, but they kept... they kept getting... People kept forgetting their lines, and they kept, you know. So they, again, I put in a few clips of it, which we're going to come back to in just a second, but that could have been a whole, it could have been a whole 10-minute sequence.
Julia's having a hard time there.
Well, as David says, I think in just a second, he's like, we're going to be the whole special feature segment, just our own. Yeah. Once he said that, I knew it had to be. And here's just a clip. This is Renathing, but this is a quick clip from our Avatar, you know, we've started Staff Week with a crazy video parody. This year we did Avatar. Some years I have included the whole video as a hidden feature on the DVD. I did not this year. But this is one of my favorite jokes, or I did not this year. There just wasn't enough room. I mean, we made this like 11-minute video. There just wasn't quite enough room for it on DVD. But those who really want
to
watch it,
Hadar did not burn down.
You just might be able to find the Avatar video on the interwebs somewhere on the YouTube. Yeah, that was just a barbecue, but
yeah, a very smoky barbecue.
Well, I was filming. That was footage I was filming. I was like, I can't film this anymore because I can't put footage of. Kids play tennis like in a smoky thing on the video. And then there's one more little, hopefully people are...
I'm alive.
Marius, we were mimicking that all summer long. Well, my friends, that was Kite 2010.
Woo!
Any final words? Final commentary words?
See you this summer.
I'm still washing the blue paint off.
It's now this summer, not next summer, because it's this summer.
Yeah. This summer.
Yeah. We'll see you next summer as well.
Woohoo! Every summer.
Every summer.
Except for when you go on seminar.
Then we won't see you on seminar. But we'll be you'll be in our thoughts.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Later. Thanks for listening.